Let's talk about Monster Musume 2.0. Oh, sorry, actually, it's Monster Girl Doctor, which the main girl of the series isn't a doctor. She's a nurse. But the main character, Glenn, is actually a human that apparently is the only doctor that's human or, you know, in the area that wants to actually work on monsters because that's the particular world. So the whole gist of the series is humans and monsters had war for hundreds of years and finally they're at peace. And there's this awesome city and a whole bunch of other stuff that goes on, world building and this and that. But basically, Glenn and his lovable side character, Safi, as he calls her, she's a snake lady. Essentially, it's a whole bunch of different characteristics of snakes rolled into a monster woman snake person. Monster, I guess. They don't want to be particularly called people, so there's that. And they kind of go through, it's 12 episodes, it's super short, it's from Averero Animation, and they haven't really done a whole bunch in the particular animation scene. They have, you know, 6 animations underneath their belt, and there's none that have really been on my radar, anything of particular note. I think they've done something about you know, Girls at the Beach, you know? Something like that. And they've also done I'm sure some people have probably watched this, We Never Learn Bokenbin, which isn't something I particularly watched. Maybe I'll do it in the future, who knows, because I definitely enjoyed this anime. It was one of those where it looked crazy and weird enough that I should give it a go. It's Lama, that's the name of the snake monster that Safi is. And so they go around and they help and heal and take care of all these different monsters. You know, cyclops, harpies, mermaids, different things like that. And it's kind of just their adventures of going through all of that and kind of just seeing what unfolds. And there's an overall arcing story, as with most anime. This is going to be a PG-13, you know, rating for this anime. Just want to throw that out. It probably will be confused if you're not wearing headphones with hentai or something of that nature, if people are hearing some of the sounds, because it quickly goes from Dr. Glenn being 100% professional and wholesome while doing these exams to risque sounds and motions and animation that isn't distasteful, but you can tell it's meant just to be, you know, oh, this is kind of fan service-esque, but Dr. Glenn is always like, no, I'm a professional. It's just how I am. And you can definitely tell that he is knowledgeable and professional for anybody that seeks his aid to actually help them. He is willing to actually help. He doesn't care that he's a human working on monsters or anything like that. And I really enjoyed this. I'd watch a second season of it. I think it's pretty good. And it's definitely one of those that I feel that if you enjoy, you know, comedy, romance, and some depth, you know, etchy fantasy, to throw that in there, it's definitely something that I think people should enjoy. It's, you know, kind of like with a lot of stuff, it does have some of the anime tropes of, you know, it may or may not become a harem, who knows. It's definitely one of those where I was like, huh, you know, it's not as bad as I thought it was. And so it was definitely enjoyable and something I liked watching. And I'm interested in this world now. I do like the representation of all the different monster types and how they go through and explain how they are physically different from humans, and which is pretty interesting. And it, you know, I like the ending of it. And that's really it. I don't want to get too much more deep into this. This was a summer 2020 premiere for this anime, and it has finished airing, and there has been light wind of there being a season 2. So if this is something that interests you, I'd say check it out. Monster Girl Doctor is a recommend in my book. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to contact me on Twitter, you are more than welcome to. You can talk about anime. You can tell me what you thought of the review. You can tell me anime to review. It's going to be a subtitled pod on Twitter, and that link's going to be in the description as always. And I've covered everything from, I say everything, it's not that many, but it's a pretty weird lineup in my opinion. The Doctor Dentist to Netflix Sound and Fury, and a really personal favorite of mine that I randomly just watched for this show, Wakano Saki. So I recommend you check out those previous episodes on your podcast app of choice. This is distributed everywhere: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, Player FM, Stitcher, everywhere you could enjoy podcasts. This is going to be there. So I recommend you check it out and leave me a follow and a subscribe and a review, and that would be amazing. Thank y'all so much. Have a good week. We'll see y'all next time.